Traffic Center is presented by Window Nation. Buy two windows and get two free. Visit windownation.com. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Expect mostly cloudy to cloudy skies throughout the day, and there will be some rain showing up mid to late morning around 8-9 a.m. Chance of a shower or two throughout the day and even a rumble of thunder. Thunderstorm, but no severe weather. We're 50 to 55 degrees for your early morning temperatures this Wednesday. Your afternoon, around 70. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
You're waking up to 60 degrees straight up in our nation's capital at 4:59. Have a wonderful Wednesday.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Have a good Wednesday, April 17th. Welcome in. I'm Dean Lane. Coming up,
why there's new optimism on both sides of the Potomac for a reopened White's Ferry. I'm Kate Ryan.
Hoisting containers from the cargo ship at the Baltimore Bridge collapse.
They've removed about 60 to date.
I'm Nick Einelli.
Virginia lawmakers head back to Richmond to finalize the state's budget. I'm Luke Lukert.
Wall Street begins on a mixed note. Asian stocks lower this morning. Good morning. Welcome in. 5 o'clock on WTOP.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin here in New York, where a jury is beginning to take shape in former President Trump's historic criminal trial. Correspondent Matt Piper has our top story.
Seven people have been seated so far on the trial. Five seats remain, then six alternates. There is no court today, so the next batch of potentials will be questioned by both sides tomorrow. Of those already chosen, there are four men and three women, ranging from young to middle-aged. They include a salesman, a nurse, two lawyers, an IT consultant, a teacher, and a software engineer. Three grew up elsewhere in Ireland, Oregon, and Puerto Rico.
Trump headed straight from the courthouse to a campaign stop in Harlem. He spoke to supporters outside a bodega where a store clerk was charged with murder for stabbing a man, he said, in self-defense. Those charges were later dropped.
We think we can win New York with 500,000 migrants that poured in and take over the parks. They took over your hotels. They take over everything. It's no good.
President Biden took his reelection campaign to his birth state of Pennsylvania, popping into his childhood home in Scranton to talk dollars and cents.
Folks, trickle-down economics failed the middle class. It failed America. And the truth is, Donald Trump embodies that failure. He wants to double down on trickle-down.
New fundraising figures show the Biden campaign brought in nearly double the Trump team's haul in the first 3 months of this year. The Senate is set to convene the impeachment trial of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas a day after the GOP-led House delivered two articles. CBS's Scott McFarlane asked North Carolina Republican Tom Tillis.
What are the prospects there's actually going to be an impeachment trial?
I'd say virtually none.
Democrats control the Senate, and senators expect the matter will be quickly shut down without a trial.
The allegations, Mayorkas refused to enforce immigration laws at the southern border. Now to violent weather that slammed parts of the Midwest. About a dozen tornadoes tore through four states, including Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas, bringing down buildings and snapping trees. This farmer has property damage. Still, he's grateful.
I'm dancing for joy, looking at the heavens, saying yes. Who cares about property? You know, you can't replace lives.
The system is expected to push east today, bearing down on areas from Cincinnati and Detroit to Pittsburgh. Solitary times for a fallen Mexican drug kingpin. The Bureau of Prisons has denied El Chapo's request for phone calls and visits with his wife and their 9-year-old twin daughters at the Supermax prison where he's being held in Florence, Colorado. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's 5:03 on Wednesday, April 17th. We're at 59 degrees. Cloudy with a chance of showers today going up to around 75. Good morning. I'm John Aaron.
And I'm Michelle Bash. Our top local story, a ferry service that used to carry cars across the Potomac River between Montgomery and Loudoun counties could make a comeback. WTOP's Kate Ryan has details and reaction.
Montgomery County Executive Mark Elrich calls the donation of White's Ferry to the county by current owners Chuck and Stacy Kuhn a major step forward to resuming the service. But Elrich said without access to the Virginia Landing, the service would remain stalled. Libby Devlin, owner of Virginia's Rockland Farm, the site of that landing, sounded an encouraging note.
if the counties have access to the Montgomery County Landing, then perhaps we can get the ferry open very quickly.
Devlin had held firm to a deal that would include what she called an inflation-adjusted 50 cents per car from the ferry's operation. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Moving now from the Potomac River to the Patapsco, WTOP is getting a close-up look at the tremendous cleanup effort at the site of Baltimore's Key Bridge collapse. Our Nick Iannelli went out on a boat.
The Coast Guard got us so close to the collapse site, we could see the rust along the bottom of the cargo ship and all the individual containers stacked on top. There are nearly 5,000 containers, and crews are removing 140 of them. So far, they've only removed about 60.
Coordinating all that effort is very dynamic.
Captain Dave O'Connell with the Coast Guard.
Removing containers at sea, it's precarious in terms of you got to get the crane, you're up high, wind plays into that factor as well. So it's definitely a big safety concern with that.
The main reason for removing the containers is so crews can have a staging area on the ship itself. They'll need to cut it free from twisted metal that's wrapped around it so they can refloat the ship and ultimately get it out of here. On the Patapsco River, Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
Lawmakers from across Virginia are returning to Richmond today to consider proposed amendments from the governor. WTOP's Luke Lukert has this story.
The state budget and new taxes will be a focus for legislators. Governor Glenn Youngkin has submitted more than 200 amendments for the spending plan. He's proposing to drop a sales tax expansion on digital products that he initially paired with a cut in income tax. Those cuts were rejected by Democrats. Now the governor has proposed sticking with tax status quo and at the same time cut spending. Democrats have signaled that they will reject these proposed amendments. If the budget is sent back without changes, the governor could veto it and call for a special session to start over, or Virginia could face a government shutdown starting in July. Luke Luger, WTOP News.
A heads up for you drivers, what you're about to hear is not a car honking at you. It is team spirit as the Washington Capitals are now playoff bound. They beat the Philadelphia Flyers last night to clinch the final wild card spot in the Eastern Conference. It came down to the wire with one of the most anticlimactic game-winning goals you'll see. The score was tied at one late until the Flyers pulled their goaltender for an extra attacker to try to keep their hopes alive. It's when TJ Oshie put them out of their misery.
An empty net for the Flyers, extra attacker out. And Oshie with a chance to put it away will do just that.
And we will have more coming up in sports at 25 and 55. Michelle, this team was so up and down all year.
Yeah.
We had our doubts, and they
absolutely
seemed to not be able to win at all down the stretch. But here they are stumbling into the playoffs.
Love
so
it.
We'll take it,
I'm
right?
I'm so happy.
Absolutely.
I'm so happy. That's great. Coming up here on WTOP.
The emails we hate, but click on anyway. I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
Oh, I get plenty of those. Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Every year, over 300 businesses start right here in Prince William County.
And I'm one of them. I'm Kirsten Kunkler with F1 Cloud Solutions. F1 provides comprehensive IT services to clients in the D.C. region and across the globe. Moving into Prince William County gave F1 access to a workforce with the high-level technical skills our valued clients need.
Go to pwcstartups.com to learn how our economic development team can help your business. That's pwcstartups.com.
It's 5:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's start off with Rita Kessler in the traffic center.
Well, boy, do we have a lot going on this morning for this early in the 5 o'clock hour. Let's start out on 95 in Virginia northbound, where the work is still in place, trying to come from 610 Garrisonville Road into Quantico with a single left lane getting you by. But the express lanes also are not open yet. Usually when they do some of that work and they haven't cleared it yet, a lot of times they don't open the express lanes. Not quite sure why. But again, you cannot get in the express lanes and your delays are out of Stafford trying to head towards 610. But the big problem remains on the Beltway. It seems that the work they've been doing in both directions on the inner loop between the toll road and Georgetown Pike and on the outer loop between the Legion Bridge and Georgetown Pike, they were expecting temporary stoppages. That has been stopped for quite some time now. Nobody moving on the inner and outer loop of the Beltway while they continue to deal with this work. Unfortunately, right now, I do not know when they are planning to get anybody moving on the inner loop. You are stopped back in Tyson's and on the outer loop of the Beltway. That delay is now back from the merge with the 270 spur. Trying to make your way toward the American Legion Bridge. We also have a new crash being reported on Route 5 northbound near Bryantown Road and Oliver Shop Road. The right side is blocked with the crash involving the overturned vehicle. The WTOP newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
Now your forecast. 7 News First Alert meteorologist Brian Vandegraaff.
Tracking a few waves of rain potentially across the area today. Not going to be a washout. Temperature-wise, will be held back somewhat, but still above average in the low 70s. Some periods of rain at any point throughout the day could bring some brief moments where you'll need to duck inside or have that umbrella ready. Heading into the overnight hours, temperatures in the 50s to near 60. We're looking at highs tomorrow back to near 80 with some sunshine. Added clouds Friday, mainly dry. Temperatures once again drop back to the low 70s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Brian Vandegraaff in the First Alert Weather Center.
60 degrees this morning in Georgetown. It's 59 in Leesburg, 57 in Bowie. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
It's 5:10. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Target is getting in on the pickleball trend. It's teaming up with brand Prince to offer an exclusive collection of nearly 80 items from tracksuits to pleated skirts to pickleball paddles that match the clothes. Prices will start at just under $10. Most items will cost less than $50. The collection will be available starting Saturday in most stores and online while supplies last.
Marketing texts and emails you get that you haven't signed up for can be annoying. But WTOP business reporter Jeff Claybaugh says they work.
The whole point of marketing emails and texts is to get you to click on the link called the conversion rate. Marketing platform OmniSend says last year marketing emails had a click conversion rate of 30%. Those with the highest click rates are smoking and vaping, games, and healthcare.
We're much less likely to bite on a marketing text message. Those have a conversion rate of just 5%.
Coming up here on WTOP, a new tool being considered in our area to fight the spread of ghost guns. 5:11.
Imagine you've got your favorite playlist on, the wind in your hair, and the open road ahead. But in this case, the journey is about the destination, since you're headed to the gorgeous region of Richmond, Virginia. Your road trip starts at visitrichmondva.com.
The Greater Washington Board of Trade is a professional membership community representing top, vibrant, and diverse leaders who work together to build strong economic growth for the D.C. region. And now, here's Regional Business Insights with Blue Jenkins, President and CEO of Washington Gas, a member of the Greater Washington Board of Trade.
For almost 175 years, Washington Gas has been committed to improving life in the DMV. Safety and reliability are just two reasons why Washington Gas is investing in large-scale modernization of our infrastructure region-wide. When you see us on your streets, this is what we're focused on. Learn more at WashingtonGas.com.
The Greater Washington Board of Trade is pro-business and nonpartisan. It is where local leaders work together to drive inclusive, resilient, and sustainable economic growth for the region. Go to BOT.org to learn more about the important issues that Board of Trade members are tackling today. That's BOT.org.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Something amazing is happening. This agency is experiencing a cyber attack, but no one is panicking. That's because CDW Government secured, optimized, and future-proofed their data with a Dell Technologies PowerStore solution. It increases cyber resiliency and improves end-to-end performance. For a secure, scalable solution that doesn't require more physical space, Dell Technologies and CDW Government. Make amazing happen.
Find out more at cdwg.com/delfederal.
At Inova, we deliver world-class care involving a team of specialists to fit each patient's unique needs.
Coming up, there are plans to preserve chunks of the collapsed bridge in Baltimore. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
More, more, more. Hi, Little Bob here from Bob's Discount Furniture. Here to let you know that we're opening two brand new showrooms in Springfield and Dulles, bringing even more of my everyday low prices to the people of Virginia on highly rated furniture, mattresses, and more. And if you can't wait, mybobs.com is the quickest and easiest way to get unbeatable furniture prices delivered straight to your home today. That's two brand spanking new Bob's Discount Furniture stores coming to Springfield and Dulles this Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, my Bob!
Bob's Discount Furniture.
You've seen the long fence signs on decks, patios, and fences everywhere. They represent our long-standing commitment to always providing the highest quality of craftsmanship, service, and savings, too. Right now, get 25% off. Visit longfence.com to schedule your free estimate today.
Stay up to date with WTOP News and 7 News First Alert Weather.
515.
What would be a new tactic in the fight against untraceable ghost guns is being considered in Prince George's County. WTOP's John Doman talks with the woman behind the effort.
Because we have this technology and our laws have to catch up with it.
In particular, while ghost guns are illegal, it's not illegal to share the data in the 3D printing technology that can be used to make them. But that would change under the bill written by Councilmember Crystal Oriotta.
This one piece of legislation won't stop gun violence, right? I don't think it will. But what we have to say is that we will make sure that we provide all the tools and resources for our police and our prosecutors to hold people accountable when they are getting weapons in the hands of young people.
It would be a misdemeanor punishable by jail time and the maximum fine the county can impose. Right now, that's $1,000. In Largo, John Dome in WTOP News.
The president of Columbia University is scheduled to appear before a congressional committee today to address questions about anti-Semitism on campus and the school's response to on-campus conflicts over the Israel-Hamas war. Manoush Shafiq was originally asked to testify at a hearing in December, but she declined because of scheduling conflicts. Instead, last year's hearing featured the presidents of Harvard University, the University of Pennsylvania, and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, whose responses drew a fierce backlash. The presidents of Harvard and Penn have since resigned. In a letter published yesterday in the Wall Street Journal, Shafiq says calling for the genocide of a people has no place in a university community.
The heroism of Maui firefighters is outlined in a new after-action report on last year's wildfire that killed more than 100 people. But the report also details what could have been done better.
Maui firefighters would have been helped by having more fire trucks and water tenders last August, according to a new report produced by the Western Fire Chiefs Association and unveiled on Maui. The report makes 17 recommendations, including creating a statewide mutual aid program. Maui Fire Chief Brad Ventura.
While I'm incredibly proud of our department's response, I believe we can always continue to improve our efforts.
It comes one day before Hawaii's Attorney General releases an investigation into the fire response. Alex Stone, EBC.
A heads up if you plan on taking Metro to get around this weekend. Maintenance work and construction is back after being paused for 5 weeks because of cherry blossom season. Blue Line trains will operate in two segments between Franconia Springfield and Federal Center Southwest and between downtown Largo and Benning Road. Free shuttle buses will be available between Stadium Armory and Benning. And free shuttle buses will replace trains between Stadium Armory and Minnesota Avenue. Red Line trains will single track between Van Ness and Friendship Heights.
And a quick look now at the top stories we're working on here at WTOP.
Maryland's governor heads back to Capitol Hill this week to push for federal funding for a new key bridge in Baltimore.
A short trial, if any, is expected for impeached Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
And the U.S. continues to urge restraint following Israel's promise to respond to Iran's weekend attack.
Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead.
We are brought to you by Virginia Spine Institute, now VSI, the ultimate choice for ultimate spine solutions. Say goodbye to back and neck pain. Visit VSIspine.com. That's VSIspine.com. 518. traffic and weather on the 8th. We start with Rita Kessler.
Okay, well, we've got a big problem that's been going on for quite some bit. They've been doing some overnight work on the Beltway in both directions near the Georgetown Pike Bridge there. They've been doing some girder replacement in the overnight hours. They had some issues with that, and everything was shut down in both directions in the area of Georgetown Pike. Now, looking at one of the cameras, they may have some traffic trickling through on at least the inner loop side, but I'm trying to get some confirmation of that. Everybody back in Tyson's feels like you're not moving. And I spoke to somebody who'd been there for well over an hour. Reportedly, the inner loop side had been shut down since 4 a.m. Not sure when they shut down the 5 o'clock, the outer loop side. But your delays, outer loop now after Old Georgetown Road and coming off the southbound 270 spur. Again, the inner loop back at Route 7, trying to get some confirmation if we do, in fact, have a lane getting by there in each direction. And what we hear is once they do get anybody moving, it's going to be at least another hour till they can clear this work zone completely. So that stretch of the Beltway is going to be messy through the morning. You might want to find another way to work your way around instead of getting yourself stuck in that. Now, the good news is on northbound 95 in Virginia, your delays are out of Stafford into towards 610 Garrisonville Road. But that work zone is being picked up. They are backing up, picking up the cones, and Colors also reported they were getting those express lanes open through Stafford. So you should be able to get in those express lanes now to avoid this delay if you'd like. And then we have the problem northbound Route 5 near Oliver's Shop Road. That was an overturned vehicle along the right side. Bring your friends and family to Lido Pizza on Wednesdays and get a free appetizer with any $25 purchase. Lido Pizza, a family value since 1955. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
All right, 7 News First Alert meteorologist Brian Vandegraff is here, and sounds like a rough morning on the roads, but hopefully maybe a nice day today if we can dodge the raindrops later.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, we've got like maybe a 30 to 40% chance for a few passing showers at times today, but a lot of us are going to stay dry, and even the most amount of moisture I see is like a 10th to 2/10 of an inch of rain. So we're not talking about a deluge by any stretch of the imagination. So I'd say you just go about your day, enjoy still some mild springtime weather. Temperatures will be in the lower 70s as opposed to the upper 70s yesterday, but still very nice with just more clouds around, particularly as we head through the day. It just won't be quite as sunny, but a passing shower or two, just a possibility, but you know, you duck in for a bit and then it moves on. So all in all, I think still a pretty solid day. 50s to low 60s tonight. Tomorrow, listen to this, we're back to near 80 degrees, partly to mostly sunny. Tomorrow looks like a day much like yesterday. Should be a gorgeous Thursday before our next weather system on Friday brings more clouds. Once again, I don't see a ton of rain chances on Friday, very minimal, but it will hold temperatures back with some extra clouds. And then heading into the weekend, a bit cooler, but I think overall dry. Temperatures on Saturday, upper 60s. Sunday, lower 60s, but mainly dry conditions all weekend long. So honestly, not a little bad, a bit of a bad stretch here. Just some, you know, fluctuating temperatures. Some mornings you need the thicker jacket. Sometimes you don't. This morning right now, I'm looking out there in Charlestown where they're at 52. Not too bad, but it's 61 currently in Delray. It is 58 this hour in Germantown.
And it's brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service, 7 days a week.
Coming up, can you live in a home that's just 6 feet wide?
Did you know you can return your mail-in ballot at any official Montgomery County Board of Elections ballot drop box or post office? For drop box or post office locations, text the word box plus your zip code to 77788. That's box and your zip code to 77788. Make sure to return your completed ballot and don't forget to sign the voter's oath or the ballot will not count. Voted ballots must be deposited by 8 p.m. on Election Day, May 14th. Remember, your voice, your vote.
Diamonds Direct's spring sale is here. Shop now and get an extra 20% off Diamonds Direct's renowned prices. It's the best sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. Rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, engagement rings, and more. And enjoy an expanded selection with designer appearances each weekend. 20% off now to April 21st and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Are you thinking of getting a new vehicle in 2024? Donate your old car or truck to Melwood. Donating your vehicle will provide support for programs that make a direct impact on your community. Melwood empowers people with disabilities in the Washington, D.C. area with the training, skills, and opportunities to find meaningful and inclusive work. Donating is free, fast, and easy. Call today to have it picked up tomorrow. Just call 1-877-MEL-WOOD or visit melwood.org/radio.
This is WTOP News.
5:23, I'm Michelle Bash.
And I'm John Aaron. What will happen to the wreckage of Baltimore's collapsed Key Bridge once it's removed from the water? The Baltimore Museum of Industry plans to preserve some of the pieces. It's part of a new effort to collect items related to the bridge's creation, history, and collapse. The museum's executive director tells the Baltimore Banner the project aims to tell the human stories behind the landmark. The museum hopes to make the items available to researchers and eventually use them to create a new exhibit.
A brand new single-family home in Northwest D.C. is listed for less than $600,000. So what's the catch? WTOP's Mike Murillo says it's only as wide as a driveway and it has just 600 square feet of living space.
When they started to build the home at 1738 Glick Court Northwest in the Shaw neighborhood, Nadi Samnang of Omnifix, a Virginia builder, and his brother were thrown a curveball when the city said they could only build it 6 feet wide.
We almost walked away at that point.
But they didn't and decided to build a two-story home with a bedroom, 1.5 baths, a living room, and a kitchen. But the build was tricky.
We had to hand carry everything we had. We had to bring in materials from the street.
Now they're looking for the right buyer who
maybe likes that high-rise condo apartment type feel, but without the condo fee, without the HOA fee, and without neighbors.
As for some of the critics of the property online who say,
how can anyone live in this? You know, it's so small, it's so tight. It's actually not.
And he encourages them to come and take a tour of the property. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
And you can take a tour of sorts by looking at pictures of the home at WTOP.com.
Sounds like it would involve a lot of bumping into each other. I don't know. But they say it doesn't.
Yeah, when you think of 6 feet wide, I mean, think of how big your bed is.
Yeah.
Like how you fit a bed in there.
Right, that's true.
Oh, goodness.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
We're talking playoffs, Dave Preston.
That's right. The Capitals playing for their postseason lives last night.
A pickup now by Tippett. And a puck low here and in off of Lindgren. And a puck that comes towards center. Along the right side, they pull the goalie. And they score! T.J. Oshie puts it in for the right circle.
John Walton on the Caps Radio Network. Washington beats Philadelphia 2-1, locking up the final playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. That means they'll face the New York Rangers in the first round of the playoffs. The Rangers head coach, I think you might know him, his name is Peter Laviolette. He was the coach of the Capitals about a year ago. Ouch, that'll be fun. Baseball Nationals fall to the Los Angeles Dodgers out west 6-2. Patrick Corbin allowing 5 runs over 6 1/3 innings for manager Davey Martinez.
Patrick, once again, you know, the numbers show that he...